in news events from around the world. I'm Carl Azus for CNN Student News. Thank you for watching this September 1st. We've got a story out of South America starting things off. The leader of Brazil was officially impeached yesterday. Brazilian lawmakers voted 61-20 to remove President Dilma Rousseff from office. In 2011, Rousseff became Brazil's first ever female leader, and she was reelected in 2014. But the country's economy had slipped into a recession by then, and a major corruption scandal involving many Brazilian lawmakers, including dozens from Rousseff's own political party, took a toll on the president's popularity. Rousseff was not accused of corruption herself, and she insisted she'd committed no crime. She called the procedure against her a coup, but Brazil's Senate found her guilty of breaking laws concerning the country's budget. The country's interim or temporary president, Michel Temer, will serve out the rest of Rousseff's term. More than 10,000 people, that's how many migrants and refugees that Italy says it helped rescue in the Mediterranean Sea this week alone. This is part of an ongoing migrant crisis in Europe, said to be the largest migration to the continent since World War II. Several European countries are struggling to keep up with the number of people arriving and applying for permission to stay. Lawmakers are debating how many migrants to accept and how to ensure security. Many of the refugees and migrants themselves have fled war, poverty, terrorism, and political instability. They're moving over three main paths. First, the Eastern Mediterranean route. More than 162,000 migrants and refugees have come from war-torn Middle Eastern countries like Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq, and they've headed towards southeastern Europe. The Central Mediterranean route, more than 70,000 people, mainly from the African countries of Nigeria, Eritrea, Gambia. They're moving through North Africa on their way to southern Europe. And the Western Mediterranean route, more than 2,500 people, many from Western African countries, traveling through Northwest Africa. Their journey is often incredibly dangerous. At least 3,165 people have died in the Mediterranean Sea this year. You'll see how overloaded and under-equipped many of the boats are in this report by CNN's Ben Wiedemann.
It is an unprecedented number of people reaching the Italian coast between late Sunday and Monday midnight. More than 6,500 people were picked up off the Libyan coast by the Italian coast guards and others. After that, on Tuesday, 3,000 people picked up in 20 separate operations, and they will be brought to Italy. Now, among them are two twins, just 5 or 6 days old. Now, they have been transported by helicopter to the main hospital in Palermo, Sicily. There, the doctors say, despite the fact that they arrived with suffering from malnutrition, dehydration, and hypothermia, that at least there we have some good news. Their condition is improving.
The Great Elephant Census is out. It's a massive project looking at the populations of the world's largest mammal across the African continent. It found that a large percentage of African savanna elephants is gone. The reason? Mostly poaching when people illegally kill animals. Why? The tusks of elephants are ivory. The material's illegal to sell in many countries, but small amounts of it are worth thousands on the black market. So the slaughter of elephants is hard to stop. From Botswana, CNN's David McKenzie took flight with the researchers.
Getting ready to fly in Botswana's far north. Elephant ecologist Mike Chase has spent years counting savanna elephant from the sky.
Never before have we ever conducted a standardized survey for African elephants at a continental scale.
All right, start counting. Nice speed, nice height. Well done, Sammy.
Hundreds of air crew counted elephants in 18 countries across the continent over 2 years.
Elephant seven. Seven elephants, right.
Flying the distance to the moon and then some. Their results more shocking than anyone imagined.
We spent thousands of hours of transit, flying over areas where elephants historically occurred, but are no longer present in these habitats.
Killed for their ivory, in 7 short years up to 2014, elephant numbers dropped by a staggering amount, almost one-third. Across Africa, their numbers are crashing. If nothing changes, the elephant population will halve in less than a decade. In some areas, they will go extinct.
Some landscapes, we saw more dead elephants than live elephants.
I don't think anybody in the world has seen the number of dead elephants that I've seen over the last 2 years at the Great Elephant Census. And for me, this becomes a lot more personal.
We'll continue to checkpoint two.
To fight the war, Botswana has mobilized the army, with more than 700 troops guarding its northern border. Patrols spend days in the bush on foot, armed with a shoot-to-kill policy for poachers. They're up against a sophisticated enemy.
So they're looking for any sign of poachers. If they come across them, they're often highly organized groups of about 12 people. Two of them could be shooters often, and those shooters are frequently foreign special forces.
Yeah. Mike Chase's research proves that if we can't protect elephants, they will learn to protect themselves.
So you can hear him snoring. Is it a he or a she?
He. He's in his prime, about 30 to 35 years of age. And it's these young bulls that have the propensity to move dramatic distances and map their transboundary conservation corridors.
But their satellite tracking shows that the elephants use incredible levels of intelligence to avoid poaching hotspots in neighboring countries, retreating to the relative safety within Botswana.
It's quite incredible being this close to this animal.
It is. It certainly is.
Halfway between where the...
We call this bull Promise. For the promise that Mike Chase has made, and perhaps we all should, to save this magnificent species.
Since 1824, an invention by Louis Braille has helped countless blind people around the world. Braille is a system of printing and writing. It uses between 1 and 6 raised dots positioned in individual cells and identified by touch. But since the rise of touch screens in how people get and share information, developers have had to figure out ways to improve accessibility. And it's not just about a voice reading out words from text. What about a voice describing photos for people who can't see them? That's one of the projects of an engineer at the world's largest social network.
When I first signed up for Facebook, trying to get in my account, try to find my list of friends, it felt like work.
King is Facebook's first blind engineer. His job is to make the site easier to use for the visually impaired.
You're helping bring this experience to so many folks who don't have that ability. So what exactly are you doing here that's helping that?
I've been working a lot on our Messenger product. Another thing that I've been helping with is the system for describing photos to people who are blind.
With over 1 billion users, Facebook now has a team focused on building accessibility tools. That team created an empathy lab to showcase different ways people use the product. The tech might be in its early stages, but the implications for someone like Matt are far-reaching.
The steps that we're taking today in the direction of being able to describe photos to people who are blind by using artificial intelligence, this baby step is moving in the direction of a world where nobody's left out. It's like you're telling people who are blind, look, we care about you. We want you to be part of the global community. We want you to... Excuse me. Sorry. We want you to be... you matter. Your life matters, and being connected with other people matters, and we're going to do everything we can to make that possible.
In the Middle Eastern country of United Arab Emirates, Dubai is home to the world's tallest building, the largest shopping mall by area, and now, reportedly, the largest indoor amusement park. It's as big as 28 football fields. It took 3 years and more than $1 billion to build the privately owned park, and one of its roller coasters is actually too big to fit under one roof. Analysts say it's part of a plan to bring more visitors to Dubai. And while all the rides have their ups and downs and can cost a lot to roll out and keep on track, it's the amusement of tourists that's the theme of parks being built. That's your 10-minute ride through the day's news. I'm Carl Azus. Hope to see you tomorrow.